And welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, and we're streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. And tonight, a very special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We're honoring master bassist, composer, band leader, and teacher, the great Rufus Reed, who will be celebrating his 70th birthday tomorrow on February the 10th. And we're playing a lot of his music. Tonight, here's a recording that I like a lot. This is actually Art Farmer's group, but this features tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan, who is one of the, undersung great tenor players of all time. He was just something else. Anyway, great song, by the way, too. I'll Be Around.
Thank you.
And what a nice recording. Entitled Sonia Braga from Kenny Barron's album entitled Spirit Song, and that featured Eddie Henderson on trumpet. David Sanchez on tenor, and Rufus Reed on bass. Of course, Billy Hart on drums and Kenny Barron on piano. Beautiful recording. Spirit Song is the title of that album. And before that, we heard a nice trio, the pianist John Mayer, and that featured Rufus on bass, Dick Burke on and drums, and we heard Dream Dancing, Cole Porter tune. Well, let's see, you want to hear something beautiful? This is a duo. This is Michael Moore and Rufus Reed, both on double bass from an album they did called The Intimacy of the Bass, and this is Sweet Lorraine. And for those of you listening carefully, Rufus Reed is on the right channel and Michael Moore on the left. Sweet Lorraine. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that, of course, was the one and only long, tall Dexter Gordon. And that was a piece entitled LTD for Long, Tall Dexter. That's from the album they did entitled Manhattan Symphony in 1977. And that quartet was, of course, Dexter on tenor saxophone, George Cables, a pianist on that, Eddie Gladden on drums, and Rufus Reed, the gentleman we are celebrating tonight, on double bass. And by the way, you want to hear something really beautiful? This is from an album that Rufus did with his group called Out Front. And this is a duo he did with Bobby Watson. These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Thank you. And that, of course, was the great trombonist J.J. Johnson. And Rufus Reed was part of his group for several years back in the early 90s. And let's see, also on that, Rob Schneiderman on piano and Ted Dunbar, the guitarist, Akira Tana on drums. That's from an album J.J. Johnson has available entitled Vivian. And let's see, that's everyone on it. Okay, great. But not for me. Here's a nice quartet. This is an album that Rufus did with a quartet. I think this was back in 1989. And the tenor player on this is a great West Coast tenor player, Harold Land. And this is a nice tune. This is called City Slicker, Rufus Reed, from his album Corridor to the Limits.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was the Rufus Reed Quintet in his piece entitled The Meddler from his album The Gatekeeper. And it featured Rufus on bass, of course, Freddie Hendrix on trumpet, flugelhorn, Rich Perry, the tenor saxophonist, John Stetch on piano, and Montez Coleman on drums. Well, we are about out of time. I'm going to finish the show tonight with something I think you'll enjoy. Back in 2003, the International Society of Bassists Conference was held right here at the University of Richmond. And we had 800 bass players from 26 countries, and it was really something else. Well, the final concert was featuring the great Rufus Reed, who we've been honoring tonight because tomorrow's his birthday. So, Rufus, happy birthday, buddy. And I wanted to end with this. This is Rufus Reed playing at the Modeling Center, Sophisticated Lady. Thanks for tuning in, and I will look forward to seeing all of you right here next Sunday night at 7 p.m. Thank you.